Good evening and welcome to Jazz Unlimited. My name is Dennis Owsley. Tonight we're going to have a show called Dexter Gordon in His Own Words. And there will be four monologues from Dexter over the course of the show, which will include his music as a leader and as a sideman. And we will hear two of his solos that are just basically compositions in themselves with vocalese by Kurt Elling. He was born in L.A. and father was a doctor. He made his first recordings in 1943. During this time, he played for Lionel Hampton, Fletcher Henderson, Louis Armstrong, and Billy Eckstein, and was on many of the early bebop records. One of the things that may not be known about him is that he was also an actor and received an Academy Award nomination for the film Round Midnight, and also acted in a major film called Awakening, and he died of cancer in 1990. All this will be coming your way following NPR News. I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the first hour of Dexter Gordon in His Own Words. As I said, he was one of the bebop pioneers there at the very beginning. And we're going to hear him on the first recording of Groovin' High with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Dexter on tenor, Frank Paparelli on piano, Chuck Wayne on guitar, Murray Shapinski on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. And this is 1945. This is Jazz Unlimited Show on Dexter Gordon in His Own Words. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we heard Groovin' High, the first recording of that classic bebop tune by a sextet with Dizzy Gillespie on trumpet, Dexter Gordon tenor, Frank Paparelli on piano, Chuck Wayne guitar, Murray Shapinski on bass, and Shelly Mann on drums, recorded in 1945. We're going to hear Dexter with a chase, with Herbie Hancock, and on his homecoming recording from Europe in 1976. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we have one of Dexter's monologues, and it's one where he tells about the beginning of his career, and then we're going to hear the Billy Eckstein band which was a major orchestra, really brought bebop out to everybody. This is Blowing the Blues Away, Eckstein's own vocal, and it's a kind of a tenor battle between Dexter and Gene Ammons, and it was recorded in 1944.
It all began very innocently in the city of Los Angeles, California, where I began studying clarinet and music in school. And at the tender age of 17, I joined the band of Lionel Hampton. And from there, I went to with Louis Armstrong and the very, very modern band, the first bebop band, of course, Billy Eckstein, which had Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Fats Novell, Miles, Sonny Stitt, Gene Ammons, Art Blakey, and many more. And then I began to work in New York on the very, very famous 52nd Street, after which I returned to Los Angeles, where I was for several years. And I think 1961, I came back to New York and started recording for the Blue Note Company, and which turned out to be very successful. And then in 1962, I came to Europe, Forster, to London, and then to here to Copenhagen, to Montmartre, which has been very, very wonderful and successful for me. And in fact, it's been just one big love affair.
The great thing about jazz, really, is that it's such a living music, huh? That it's able to live, to survive, and assimilate, incorporate the best things from all other kind of music, whether it's classical or soul or beat or pop or rock or and which is really the reason I think that it survives, you know, that continuation. I mean, you have to have heart, you know. I mean, because you lose one fight, that doesn't mean you lose the war. You know, I mean, you have to have heart, you know what I mean? So if you don't have heart, you can't be in this business. Because you've got to have heart. Man. If you don't have heart, you don't make it. You know? When you're coming up, you're learning. You learn from different people, and you pattern yourself more or less on their thing, you know. But then, as you mature, then you get your own thing. Hopefully,
yeah.
It doesn't always happen, of course. But in school, I had I studied harmony and theory and. So, basically I knew music. I could understand and so forth. And I've always been attracted to harmonies and things. I like that changes. And if I weren't so lazy, maybe I could be a good arranger or something, you know. I'm too lazy for that. That's too much work.
Thank you.
cause my baby put me down. I got the blues cause my baby put me down. I'm gonna grab a train and leave this lonesome town. So blow Mr. Jean, blow Mr. Dexter too. Blow Mr. Jean, blow Mr. Dexter too. Maybe you can help me and blow away the blues.
Listening to Jazz Unlimited and a show on Dexter Gordon in his own words. We heard him talking about how his career began and then blowing the blues away with the Billy Eckstine Orchestra, Eckstine on vocal, and Gene Ammons and Dexter on tenors in 1944. We're going to hear him with a Red Norvo group. We're going to hear him with Watermelon Man. And then also from the recording with Woody Shaw as he returned from Europe in 1976. So please stay tuned. Now we have a station break, and following the station break, we're going to hear a famous one called The Chase. It's a battle between Dexter Gordon and Wardell Gray on tenor, with Jimmy Bunn on piano, Red Callender on bass, and Chuck Thompson on drums. And by the way, those two guys used to chase each other around the stage playing this, goosing each other with the bells of their horns. Then we'll hear Dexter talk about bebop. That'll be coming your way following the station break right here on Jazz Unlimited.
Thank you.
I came into Eckstein's band. I was coming from Louis Armstrong, his big band, which was they were still playing the things from the 30s, Ain't Misbehaving, etc. All those type things. And so when I went into Eckstein's band, it was a big jump, a great leap forward. But of course, we didn't really know it at the time, you know, that it really was such a radical step, you know, because we were doing not everything, but most things in a different way. I mean, different clothes and the caps, berets we were wearing, you know, and the language, you know, everything was. It was another world, you know, really. Because much of the language we use today comes from that period, you know, the slang, you know, like, you know, to dig, to be hip, et cetera, all these things, you know, that came from that period of time. And and it was wartime, yes. And some of the cats had to go into service, and others beat it, so to speak, through all kind of funny stunts. Anything you could do to stay out, you know, cats would do. But, and New York was very special in those days, you know, because of the 52nd Street and Minton's and a lot of other places, you know, Savoy, and it was all happening then, you know. Like I say, it was all very, very, very exciting. And I know I'm very lucky to have come up in that era, you know, because it was a very special time, you know. And I came just at the right time. And the music with the cats were changing from the swing music into the bebop thing, you know.
We heard a classic from Dexter Gordon and Wardell Gray called The Chase, with Jimmy Bunn on piano, Red Callender bass, and Chuck Thompson on drums. And the reason that we heard that is we're doing a show tonight on Dexter Gordon in his own words. And after we heard The Chase, we heard Dexter talking about the time he spent as a bebopper. Dexter had a number of influences, among them Lester Young. And I think that has to do a lot with the lyricism and the way he put his solos together. We will hear him from the Village Vanguard in his first recording in the United States in a few years. We're going to hear Kurt Elling, and we're going to hear Ray Brown. So please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear a composition of Red Norvo's called Bop, with Ray Lynn on trumpet, Jimmy Giuffre on alto, Dexter Gordon on tenor, Red Norvo vibes, Doodle Marmorosa on piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Red Callender bass, and Jackie Mills on drums in 1947. Those guys were all kind of the advanced musicians on the West Coast. And then we're going to skip a few years up to 1962 for Watermelon Man, with Dexter Gordon on tenor, Herbie Hancock piano, Freddie Hubbard trumpet, Butch Warren bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and you're listening to Jazz Unlimited Show on Dexter Gordon in his own words. We heard Bop with a group led by Red Norvo on Vibes with Dexter Gordon on tenor in 1947. And then we made a big jump for 15 years to Watermelon Man with Herbie Hancock on piano, Freddie Hubbard trumpet, Dexter Gordon playing a marvelous tenor solo, Butch Warren bass, and Billy Higgins on drums. And this is a 1962 recording. We have a station break to take the hour out, and we're going to hear one called It's You or No One. And one of the things about Dexter was that he always, when he had a standard, would recite the lyrics before he played it. So you'll hear him do that, and then we will hear him play It's You or No One with Woody Shaw on trumpet, Ronnie Matthews piano, Stafford James bass, and Louis Hayes on drums. And it's a 1976 recording, Live at the Village Vanguard, when he moved back to the United States.
It's You or No One for me. It's plain to see. It's got to be. You or No One. We'll be right back.
I'm Dennis Owsley, and that closes the first hour of Jazz Unlimited show on Dexter Gordon in his own words. We heard It's You or No One, recorded live at the Village Vanguard in 1976, celebrating his move from Europe back to the United States. We've got Kurt Elling, Ray Brown, and the Vail Jazz Festival All-Stars all playing compositions of Dexter Gordon in the second hour. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited, and that music is going to be coming your way following the station break.